presentation of the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. IMG is America's home for college sports.
With the English off the glass.
The BYU Cougars are back on the floor. It's time to get you ready for every high-flying dunk.
It's an alley-oop throwdown to Kyle Collinsworth and one to answer.
And every amazing shot.
Fisher transition three.
Yes! Chase Fisher and the Cougars take a lead by two, 80-78. Oh, what a wild one here in Dayton.
BYU basketball is on the air on KSL News Radio and the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of BYU basketball begins with Cougar Pregame Live. To lead things off, let's head live to your host, Cleon Wall.
All right, welcome into the first official game. After two exhibition wins of BYU Cougar basketball, I am Cleon Wall. First game of the season, BYU versus Utah Valley University, and you can hear it right here on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. As I said, BYU got a couple of exhibition wins. That last one was not pretty. Let's admit it to you, folks. It was not a pretty game to watch. In fact, because I'm the scoreboard guy and I kind of have to keep track of what's going on around, you know, the rest of the sports nation at the time. What was I doing during the second half? I was kind of watching the game. I was kind of watching the Utes football game, too. Jazz playing the Grizzlies that night. That game was kind of interesting to me. And then the news broke that Missouri may not play against BYU in football the next weekend. So it was kind of hard to watch the BYU basketball game because, you know, there were so many other big things going on. And let me justify why maybe I didn't watch as much. Let me tell you the shooting percentages from the last game. Chase Fisher, 4 for 13. Nick Emery, 3 for 10. Kyle Collinsworth, 4 for 11. Hey, the guy that we loved in that last game had to be Braden Shaw. He was 4 for 4, and actually Jacob Hartsock was 4 for 9. So the guys weren't shooting that well. Dave Rose wasn't really that happy and kind of had my back again when he met the media just yesterday.
This team practices really well, and what we saw the other night was a little bit different than what we see every day. And they compete hard, share the ball hard, and you know, we've had some really unsettled lineups because of guys being out in practice, and we put a group together there, and it just wasn't a smooth flowing game as we wanted. And it's to be expected, obviously. It's early in the year and we're you know, trying a lot of different lineups, but what we've seen in practice this week is way more like, you know, what we usually see. And so hopefully, you know, that kind of carries over.
That's just one game. I'm not going to get out of hand here, ladies and gentlemen. It's just one game. The good thing was it was good having both Chase Fisher and Kyle Collinsworth back in this game and working together. The starting lineup that we saw the other night, it's not the starting lineup we're probably going to see tonight. We had lots of injuries in the last game. No Kyle Davis, no Jordan Chapman, no Corbin Kafusi, no Jamal Aites. Three of those guys will be back and playing tonight. Jamal Aites is the one exception unless something miraculous happens tonight. And, you know, it's kind of fun actually watching sometimes these young guys figuring out their roles on these on this BYU basketball team. And believe me, there are plenty of young guys who still need to figure some things out. So who starts tonight? Who are the guys that are going to start tonight? Well, the bigs. Dave told us that it's probably going to be one of three guys. You know, it's either going to be Kyle Davis, Nate Austin, or Corbin Kafusi. One of those three guys, two of them are going to actually start. And you got Davis, good passing, good low post skills. Nate Austin, senior, good rebounder, loves taking charges. Learned a lot from Brandon Davies. And then you've got Corbin Kafusi, shot blocker, can kind of finish the lob pass, you know, get the dunk in there. It's kind of like a DeAndre Jordan type player. Austin really isn't worried about who's going to start this game.
I think we're confident as a group of bigs. You know, everybody kind of offers something a little bit different. But, you know, we're all, you know, confident in our defense. We're all confident, in, you know, in our offense and, you know, how we can rebound. And, so I think more than anything, you know, I mean, in the past, you know, a guy picks up one or two fouls and it was almost like the end of the world because we had nobody else left. But this year we have, you know, four or five, you know, bigs who can really play, you know, and so it's you know, I think more than anything, I think it just, you know, it allows the, you know, each guy to play free. You know, if they pick up a foul or two, then, you know, it's not the end of the world, and we can, you know, guys, you know, our team can play through it, and we can still get good production out of the post.
Again, that's Nate Austin. But don't be surprised if he starts tonight. He's a senior, and he's back on the team without a scholarship, but he loves to play for this team. Don't be surprised if either of the other two guys start, too. I think they're going to be a nice three-man rotation, and they'll get Jamal H back, and they'll be a nice four-man rotation. The guard's a little bit different. There are plenty of wing guys out there. Collinsworth, and Fisher, they're going to start. They're no-brainers. At least I'll say Collinsworth is a no-brainer, and he's really looking for his increased leadership role this year.
I'm just picking up the leadership even more from last year and just helping these young guys and these new players get a feel and trying to figure them all out and know where they like the ball and where they like to catch and shoot and just little things like that. And it'll just be fun to lead these guys and play with them every day and just give it all I have for last year.
Kyle also knows that definitely this is a different team this year than the team he had last year or even the year before.
You know, we're a completely different team, and we got a lot of young guys, only three seniors and a ton of new guys. So that's just the process right now. Is you can practice a ton, but it's about getting those game reps in. And, you know, we've got a couple games under our belt, and so it just takes time.
And these early games, we may actually see quite a few young guys out there. But who's that other guy that's going to start tonight? Who's that guy going to be? Well, you got some, you know, good prospects out there. You've got Jordan Chapman. He reminds me of a guy who's fluid going to the basket, but also could play good defense. You've got Nick Emery, shooting, ball handling, quick hands. But he also said earlier this week that he's going to be the primary backup to Kyle Collinsworth, but he also could play the three. Jake Toulson could also play the three. He's worked really hard on expanding his offense to more than just shooting three-pointers. I still wonder about his defense, but again, that can be solved as we go along in this season. Bigger guy, experience unlike the other two. You know, there's a guy that I follow on Twitter, and he follows me back. His name's Jeff Johnson. He's a big BYU basketball fan. He says, don't be surprised if we see Jake Toulson tonight just because Dave Rose likes to go with experienced guys. Well, Jake was in the program last year, but so was Jordan Chapman. Jordan just didn't get to play because he was redshirting. So I'm going to say it's going to be one of those three guys right there, and don't be surprised if that third person, you know, changes throughout the season. You also got Zach Selyus, Corey Calvert. I think both those guys are going to be better right now coming off the bench. Now, tonight is definitely going to be an emotional game. They're playing UVU. Now, you think, what's the big deal? Playing UVU, no big deal. They played this team before, but it's the first time these two teams will play as Division I opponents. And you've got your former assistant coach now coaching the Wolverines. His name's Mark Pope. Mark Pope really wanted this game and was excited to play this game. Really kind of, it almost sounded like he begged Dave Rose to play. I'm not sure Dave, though, is quite as excited.
When you think about preparation for your first game, there's always a lot of anxiety and excitement, and there's just emotion, a lot of new things that you're wondering how your guys are actually going to play. And then you throw this little dynamic in, and I didn't really, you know, think it would be that big a deal, but it's a big deal. I mean, I want Mark to, you know, I want all my guys to be really successful and have great, you know, careers. And he's starting his, you know, head coaching career playing us, and I don't want him to win, you know. And so that's kind of weird. But he and Leanne are great people. And I'm sure this, once the game gets over, we can kind of go back to being normal for another year until we play again, I guess, you know.
I'm sure there won't be any hard feelings on Dave's part if he gets the win tonight. For the Wolverines tonight, they want to show they can play with the big boys down the street. They've probably wanted this game for a long time. Now they've got it, even though the big boys are a lot bigger than themselves, at least height-wise. You know, you check out this roster. They've got some nice mid-size guys. You also got Marcel Davis. He's a guy from American Fork High School. I'm very interested to watch tonight. Played up at Utah State. Then he transferred down to UVU. He can do a little bit of everything. So we're going to do more of a preview coming up of Utah Valley and what Mark Durant, our color commentator, expects tonight. But first, we need to take a break. Right here on Cougar Pregame Live, you're listening to Cougar Basketball on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Taco Bell would like to remind you that getting a breakfast burrito from a burger place is like getting a surfboard from a frame store, which is like getting a picture frame from a kayaking guide, which is like getting a river tour from a blacksmith, which is like getting a breakfast burrito at a burger place. Instead, you should get the Grande Scrambler at Taco Bell. It's loaded with your choice of bacon, sausage or steak, fluffy eggs, crispy potatoes, pico de gallo, and more. It's like buying a breakfast burrito from a burrito place. And that just makes sense. Taco Bell. Wake up. Live mas. Order now at thenewtacobell.com. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Counting you down to tip-off with Cougar Pregame Live.
Balls right to the rim, and a two-hand throwdown!
Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
Welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live going on right now in Okinawa, Japan. Pittsburgh taking on ninth-ranked Gonzaga, and the Panthers have a 21-16 lead with about 9 minutes left in the first half. Joining me now from the Marriott Center is former Cougar cager Mark Durant. Mark, how you doing this evening?
Doing well, Cleon. Thanks. I did have to took about two hours to get here from downtown Salt Lake, and I finally made it, Cleon. I get to the parking lot. I'm about to park and come within a gnat's eyelash of hitting a deer in the Marriott Center parking lot. So it was quite an adventure, but I'm here and ready to go.
Well, you may have had some extra food to take home tonight if you were able to hit that deer, but let's not talk about that right now. Most concerning or encouraging aspect of the last game against the Nanooks of the North?
Well, wasn't a lot. I mean, I didn't like that game at all. That was not the best effort from BYU, but I guess if I had to look at something, I'd look at the play of Jacob Hartsock. I thought played very well, Braden Shaw. Those guys were called upon to play a lot in that game because of the injuries to the big man. I thought they did a really nice job. I think Jacob Hartsock is a guy that can help this team. He's got great size, can play the three or the four, has good range. Just think Noah. Obviously, he's got a long way to go to be Noah, but he's got the same type of game. Can hit that mid-range jumper, extend it out to the three-point line. He's a good shot blocker and is big and can play different positions. So he looked good. Overall, though, it's just hard to get any kind of continuity and get on the same page with different guys that haven't been playing and groups that haven't been playing together. So hopefully we'll see with the return of a lot of the guys that have been hurt tonight, a little more continuity I guess what I'm looking for is having things run more smoothly is how it looked, and not so reliant on just jacking up the three every time, and have more consistency defensively, not getting beat on plays that guys should do better in rotations and know where they're supposed to be on the floor. I think that was missing at times the other night. I hope to be able to see that with the more senior leadership, guys that have played in the system, know the system, and we'll do a better job. So it wasn't great. Overall, I mean, the preseason, there were certainly some ups and there were some downs. And some of these new guys, particularly Nick Emery and Kyle Davis, I mean, there's a lot to be excited about. And they showed some real some highlights there in the preseason, but you got to take the preseason, Cleon, for what it's worth. I mean, it never looks particularly good because you're playing a lot of different guys just trying to get a feel for things, and it's your first competition, first time under the lights for some of these guys, so they're nervous. But overall, it was all right, but I'm just looking forward to getting some of these guys healthy so we can see the team that we know we're going to see for the most of the season, hopefully, out on the floor.
One of the guys that filled in for an injured Kyle Davis was Jake Toulson, and I've actually been pretty impressed with his play so far in the preseason. I know it's just two games, but I remember last year he just focused so much on three-point shooting, and I've been impressed so far in the two preseason games that we've watched that he's trying to expand beyond just a three-point shooter. He's actually trying to drive to the basket, and he's also trying to use some low post moves when he has an advantage.
Yeah, we saw two really nice post moves in one game where he had to play the four. At one point, he was playing the five in that game, but he did a nice job with his back to the basket. Maybe that's something that they could utilize for him. But let's face it, I mean, he's a more of a perimeter threat, and it's nice to have him because teams are going to do so much to try and take away Chase Fisher and Kyle Collinsworth out on the perimeter that you put him out there, and teams have to respect Jake Toulson, have to know where he's at and commit defensive players to him. So it's going to open up the floor for not just Fisher and Collinsworth. It's going to open it up for the big men as the defense can't suck down, and they're going to have to extend out on him. But you're right. You know, he's a guy, you know, everybody talks about his three-point shooting, but he's a good defender. I was pleased with his defense last year. He's bigger, so he can guard bigger guys. He's stronger. He can be more physical. And he's doing the right things, you know, getting rebounds, playing good defense. It's not all about just jacking up shots. He's finding areas that BYU needs help, and he's performing well. And I think the coach, Coach Rose, feels confident with Jake Toulson on the floor that he can put him out there. He's going to make the right decisions. He's not going to take bad shots, and he's going to do some good things for him out there. I think he's going to be the guy at the three. I think Nick will come in and spell him and spell Kyle Collinsworth, but I think that's a good backcourt. Fisher, Collinsworth, and Jake Toulson.
Speaking of Kyle Collinsworth, he spoke yesterday about picking up more of a leadership role from last year. I think he's always been a leader, but I think he just wants to, you know, be, I don't know, the Uber leader. maybe this season. And he talked about he wants to get to know the young guys, wants to make sure that they understand what's going on, and then he also wants to make sure they know where they want the ball so we can get the ball to them in the right place. Isn't part of leadership, though, especially for this team, and after losing Tyler Hawes, isn't part of that leadership scoring a bit more, too?
Yeah, you know, Kyle has always been a leader. He's just that type of guy. But when you have an all-time leading scorer with you on the floor, I mean, to a certain extent, you defer to his leadership. And so with Tyler gone, he can step up and be that Uber leader that you're talking about and really be the guy. I mean, I don't think anyone questions that this is Kyle Collinsworth's team. What he did last year, and now he's a senior, he's going to have to take over. And part of that, you're right, means that in situations where you would look to Tyler Hawes to win a game for you, it's going to be Kyle Collinsworth. He's going to get the ball and make the decisions. But regardless of whether he shoots it or someone else shoots it, he's going to have the ball in his hands when it comes down to the wire and in big-time situations. And when BYU needs a hoop, regardless of when it happens in a game, when they need a basket, Kyle's got to be the guy to do that, and he's got the tools to do that. I'm disappointed he, you know, is not able to play as much as he would have liked and everyone would have liked working up to the regular season here, and you could see the rust that he had the other night. I guess my biggest hope is that he can extend his range a little bit, not just be a scorer at the basket, but can pull up, hit the jumper, 15, 20-foot jumper. I think he's worked very hard on that. Didn't look great the other night, but, boy, if he can do that, it doesn't even have to make threes. He has to be a threat from three, but he doesn't have to make threes with this team. But, you know, if teams expect all they have to do is stop him at the rim, that's a problem because teams can do that. But if he can go to the hoop like he's going to the rim and then pull up for a 15-footer, man, if he could do that, that would really be tough for guys to guard. But I think he's going to be terrific. I think he's going to have one of the greatest years ever at BYU. He's going to have more triple-doubles. He's already a record setter there. I mean, he's a unique athlete, the types you rarely ever see. here at BYU. His combination of size and athleticism and ball handling, I mean, he's a freak athlete, and he's already shown what he can do, and it's going to be even better this year.
All right, last question here for you, Mark, before we get you on your way. Mark Pope, coming into this game, UVU's head coach, was just on the BYU staff last year. It kind of reminds me of, and maybe you have more of an experience like this than I have, but I remember when I was younger, I played my dad in basketball, and when I finally beat him in a game, my stepdad, by the way, was 6'4", and I'm definitely not that tall. But anyway, when I finally beat him in a game of basketball, I felt pretty proud of myself. Is Mark Pope kind of feeling that way tonight? It's like, maybe this is the chance that I have to beat my dad at his own game, and if I don't do it this time, I got next year. What do you think is going through Mark Pope's head right now?
I think Mark Pope's thinking baby steps. It's going to take him a while over there at UVU, and that's not to say they're not going to come in here and be competitive, but his best players are sitting and are coming. That's not, again, not to say he doesn't have good players, but it's going to be really, really tough for them to come in and have any hope of beating BYU today. Now, next year, a couple years, I'm sure, knowing Mark Pope, that's what he wants. He'll expect that they'll come in and have a chance to win some games here in this building. I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I think the world of Mark Pope. He's just a great guy. We went and played that alumni game with him this week at UVU against some of the UVU alumni. He put that together, had a nice dinner, got to talk with him and his staff and a bunch of old BYU guys and UVU guys. That was a great night. But he has the right ideas. He's a great coach. He's got a great personality. He's going to bring in excellent recruits because of who he is, and people are going to want to play for him. So the future is very bright at UVU. It may take a little while. I mean, there are going to be some growing pains this year, trust me, but he's going to have it turn around very quickly, and they'll be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, and it's nice, actually, to see BYU playing UVU in a game that counts, in a Division I game, and it's nice that they have this series going. Mark, thanks for joining us here on Cougar Pregame Live. Good luck on your call tonight.
Hey, thanks, Cleon.
All right, that is Mark Durant, former Cougar hoopster and now our color analyst for the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. All right, after the break, we've got Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. Also, maybe a few scores, and the one thing I'm really looking forward to watching tonight. That's all coming up next on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Chocorama is the ice cream.
My favorite flavor is chocolate.
What? Vanilla.
Chocolate.
I like to put Oreos and vanilla wafers. They just make it so delicious.
I like gummy bears because they're yummy.
Oreos. Gummy bears. Oreos.
The choice is yours at Chocorama.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family. What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? iamFlash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that iamFlash creates thousands of times every day, and it's made right here in Lehi, Utah, connecting people through memory. iamFlash.
our exclusive pregame coverage of BYU basketball continues.
Wilson to chase another three. Got it again! The Fisher King reigns on the hilltop!
As we rejoin the host of Cougar Pregame Live, Cleon Wall.
Now time for Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at utah.carrier.com. Hot tonight, I'm going to focus on shooting percentages. Hot tonight, Jacob Hartsock, 23 total points in the two exhibition games. Braden Shaw, 6-for-7 in shooting in those two exhibition games. That's got to give him some confidence going into the future. On the cold side, Chase Fisher led the team with 18 points in the last game, but he was only 4-for-13 from the field. Of course, Chase is going to get the start tonight. And it seems like, at least last season, it seemed like the way Chase Fisher went was the way the BYU Cougars went. We'll have to see if that holds up this season. One thing I have two things I'm going to be watching for in this game. The first question I put down is, who's going to be that third wing player in this game? Well, Greg Rebell just tweeted it out. It's going to be Jake Toulson. He's going to get the start tonight along with Kyle Collinsworth, Chase Fisher, Kyle Davis, and Corbin Kafusi. They must like Corbin's defensive game in this one, and he's finally healthy after sitting out the first two preseason games, so we'll have to see how that starting lineup goes tonight. But as you heard earlier from Nate Austin, all of them are going to get plenty of playing time in the post, just maybe not Jamal Lates because of injury. The other thing I'm going to be looking for in this game tonight is, can the Cougars contain offensive penetration from UVU? BYU's trying out a new defensive system this year. They're kind of packing it in to make sure that people can't get by them. We noticed in that first game, we saw some good things and we saw some bad things, so we'll have to wait and see how that plays out here in this first game against Utah Valley University. Over in Okinawa, Japan right now, Pittsburgh still leading ninth-ranked Gonzaga with 6:45 left in the first half. It's 21-20, now 23-20 in favor of Pittsburgh. Number one-ranked UNC playing tonight against Temple, and the Tar Heels lead the Owls right now 49-41 with 18:35 left in the second half. Second-ranked UK leading Albany in the second half, 38-31. That one just about a minute and a half in. All right, that's going to do it for Cougar Pregame Live. We got Cougar Basketball and the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show coming up next right here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Chuck-A-Rabba is the ice cream.
My favorite flavor is chocolate.
What? Vanilla.
Chocolate.
I like to put Oreos and vanilla wafers. They just make it so delicious.
I like gummy bears because they're yummy.
Oreos. Gummy bears. Oreos.
The choice is yours at Chuck-A-Rama.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedandJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
It's time to get the inside scoop on today's game.
We've got a lot of individual guys who have actually found themselves and are really contributing to our team.
This is the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, presented by Zions Bank. Our exclusive one-on-one with Coach Dave Rose is also brought to you by Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the beautiful BYU campus in Provo, Utah. Tonight, the Cougars open their 2015-16 regular season in the Crosstown Clash against former BYU assistant coach Mark Pope and his Utah Valley Wolverines. Only the second all-time meeting between these two programs, but the first since UVU's become a full-fledged NCAA Division I member. Tonight's game, the first game in a four-game series. I'm Greg Wrubell, joined on the headset by my commentary colleague, former Cougar hoopster Mark Durant, beginning together our 19th straight regular season. Now, we both feel too young to have been doing this as long as we have, but we're excited to be back on the headset and fired up for another season of Cougar hoops. Mark, with the novelty of this mostly new roster and some of the injury issues of the last few weeks, there are a lot of questions that we're going to start to answer tonight with this BYU team.
Yeah, you and my wife are the only two that could put up with me for this long, Greg, but it's great to be back. I always look forward to this time of year. I'm a big basketball fan, big BYU fan, as you know, and this is an exciting time. Ever since I was little, October, November meant basketball time. And so here we are, and I think there's a lot of excitement about this team, but you're right. I mean, it's hard to really gauge this team yet because we haven't really seen the team, at least not all together, and how they'll play together. But man, when you started just your baseline with Kyle Collinsworth, one of the best point guards in the country, you know that's a good starting point. And then you add Chase Fisher and some of these big guys that we were salivating over getting them on the floor last year, and now they're here. So I think you and I are optimistic and excited. Even after 19 years, we get excited about it, and I think fans are. Beautiful, almost new arena, beautiful scoreboard. I mean, this is great. This is fun, and it's great to start the year against UVU. You know, we love Coach Pope and Coach and Cody Fieger and all those guys and what they're doing. And so this is a great way to start out the year, seeing those guys as well, a crosstown rivalry.
Absolutely. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from BYU head coach Dave Rose about who's available to go tonight, who might still be sidelined, and this matchup with the Utah Valley team looking to make a splash in the head coaching debut of Mark Pope, who ended last season, of course, on the BYU bench. Coach Rose next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from Provo on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Make your business amazing with the amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Anything you buy for your business can be your reward. That means you're empowered to invest your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on your first $10,000 in net purchases within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank, member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
For 60 years, we've empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology from Sharp multifunction copiers to managed IT services. To kick off our 60th year, we want to thank you for trusting us with your business by giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days. From now until Christmas, winners will be picked daily, ending with our grand prize, a Sharp 60-inch TV. Will you win? Enter at lesolson.com/technology.
Les Olson.
Celebrating 60 years.
It starts with a... And soon it's... You go from sitting and... To sitting in your... On your way to... Then one day... And before you know it... It starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
You're tuned to the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show.
To Chase, big three. Got it again! And the Cougars by a dozen.
For more with head coach Dave Rose, let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
We are back inside the Marion Center, BYU and UVU in the regular season opener for both teams. Opening night in college hoops, and the Cougars have a busy weekend right off the bat. They'll leave town tomorrow to get ready for Monday night's late-night tip-off marathon matchup at Long Beach State. As for tonight, Dave Rose, hoping his guys can shake off a sort of uneven preseason, at least personnel-wise, and come together quickly. Injuries hit the team hard in the last couple of weeks, even before the season begins. And we talked about getting this group healthy and together. And really, right now is when they've been the healthiest over the last couple of weeks. The only player who will not dress tonight for BYU is Jamal Aites. Corbin Kafusi will start, and Jordan Chapman will be available. So we talked about his personnel situation when we sat down in his Marriott Center office just a few minutes ago.
Well, we're excited to get going. I think that yesterday's practice, we had almost everybody in practice, all except Jamal. And so, and then today they feel pretty good. And that's a good sign after, you know, you make these things heal, and then you got to give them a pretty good shot before you get going. And so hopefully Corbin, you know, holds up, and then Jordan Chapman's ankle seems to be getting better. So, and then KD was practicing the last 3 days. So look forward to, like you said, maybe everybody having a chance to get in and contribute tonight.
We hadn't seen Corbin in the Cougar tip-off or the two exhibitions. I presume you were just trying to make sure you could pace him for this night.
We were hoping, yeah. I was hoping that we'd get him in last week, at least the one exhibition game. But, I think we probably tested it too soon. He came back and kind of tweaked it again and set him back a little bit. But hopefully it's behind us now, and then we can just move forward.
How's Jamal doing?
Jamal's progressing. He's I hope that he's, you know, maybe a couple days behind Chet. Chet injured himself on a Wednesday, and Jamal injured himself on a Friday. They're similar injuries, and hopefully, you know, we can get him back maybe for next week, I'm hoping.
So Corb with Kyle and Chase, then a couple of new starters for you this year to begin the year. Jake Toulson on the wing, and then KD at the four.
Yeah, you know, we've looked forward to having, KD just play for us for a long time after having a kid in practice for a year. Seems like we have done that quite a few years in a row now with Matt Carlino and with Chase and with KD now. So and we got another guy, you know, we got Brig in there. So I hope, you know, that it's an emotional thing. I hope that you can control your emotions and play within yourself and execute the things we need to execute tonight.
How nice is it to look down your bench, though, and see some guys from a senior who you can really count on in Nate to some exciting freshmen who can score it like Nick and Zach and JP? It's an interesting bench you've got for you.
Yeah, and we're kind of excited to see how it plays out. You know, I think we can get some real energy off the bench. I don't know if this will be our starting lineup, you know, for the season, but there is some real energy that and skill and talent that we can bring off that bench. I like the fact that we got three or four big guys on that bench that can maybe get us through some foul trouble, especially early in games when you don't really know how the game's going to be called. But, this game tonight will be, a lot about energy and effort and execution. I mean, we're going to get a really strong effort, obviously, from a crosstown team and hopefully that we'll be the aggressor and we'll be the one on attack here tonight.
What do you think of Coach Pope's club?
I really like it. I like the skill that he has. I think that, he's got a foreman in Connor Fry who can really shoot it. I mean, he's a guy who can, stretch the defense. The big kid inside is a kid who's really active and can block shots. And
nine blocks.
Had nine blocks the other night. And they scored 97 points. So their pace is hard. They're on attack. They mix things up defensively. So, and then they've got a really good shooter in Jaden Jackson, a kid that if you give him space and give him free looks, he's a great 3-point shooter, good solid point guard in Marcel, who has played at Utah State and played in big arenas and big environments.
You've watched him for a long time.
And when he was at Utah State, And then this the young kid that had a great junior college career at Navarro. So I think he's got a great group, and we're looking forward to quite a battle here tonight.
How much interaction has there been with Mark or Feegs or anybody recently as leading up to this game?
Well, kind of just normal. There's a lot, quite a bit of interaction. Just you've kind of like your brothers. You talk to those guys every day for Cody for the last 2 years and Mark for the last 4 years. They're your guys, and eventually you kind of wean away from that. But this is a really exciting game to start the season, and I think after the game's over, that maybe it'll get back to where it's a little more normal, because it's really actually been a little bit strange.
Yeah. You still get the same rush for opening night?
Yeah, and tonight I think it's a lot different. The emotion of playing your own guy is different. That's something that I really didn't anticipate, and maybe it's not good for an opening night. Maybe this game needs to be played two or three games in, but it was the only way it was going to work this year for both of us. So, I hopefully our guys are ready.
Should be a fun one. Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right. Thanks a lot, Greg.
All right, that's Dave Rose. Time now for tonight's Les Olson Company game management feature. Partner with the pros at Les Olson Company to manage all of your document needs. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Mark Durant, how does BYU manage UVU?
I say go fast and go hard. Coach Pope's going to do his own thing at UVU, but one thing he's going to want to do the same is play fast. And I just don't think that the team as it's constituted yet for Coach Pope can keep up with what BYU does so well, the three-point shooting, the up-and-down pace. I think if BYU plays as fast, and I think UVU will let them play fast, that it's going to be hard for UVU to keep up in that kind of foot race.
That is tonight's Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show. The Cougar tip-off show straight ahead on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season, it's home cleaning season. And a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home, and from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented empowered water technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Rubel discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535 or call 801-2880. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi
on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
For 60 years, we've empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology from Sharp multifunction copiers to managed IT services. To kick off our 60th year, we want to thank you for trusting us with your business by giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days. From now until Christmas, winners will be picked daily, ending with our grand prize, a Sharp 60-inch TV. Will you win? Enter at lesolson.com/technology.
Les Olson.
Celebrating 60 years.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
It's almost time to hit the hardwood.
Poles fires and scores from three. It's a 10-point lead.
To the free throw line, a contested 18-footer goes!
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been protecting Utah families for over 25 years. And by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda. visit UtahHondaDealers.com. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again from BYU's newly renovated Marriott Center. Big crowd expected on hand for the regular season opener and debut in this building, which now features an all-padded seat lower concourse spectator bowl and improved amenities featuring a massive new video board complex, new practice facility going up next door. New recruits have been signed. It's a great time to be a BYU basketball fan. We're ready for opening night with the Cougars welcoming Utah Valley to town from just down the road. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside, our statisticians, BYU's sixth all-time leading scorer, Russ Larson, and Robbie Bolo. Cleon Wall is in our IMG Network studios with intern David Boyle, intern Tanner Appland here at the Marriott Center. Morgan K. Greenwood is our studio producer at the IMG headquarters in North Carolina. You are tuned in on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Our flagship radio station is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM in Salt Lake City. You can also hear us on our network affiliates and on BYU Radio Sirius XM 143. You can get us online on the apps, the BYU Cougars app, the KSL app, the BYU Radio app. However you're tuning us in, happy to have you along with us, Mark. BYU's rough injury luck over recent seasons continued into this preseason, but I think they're deeper, and they're a little healthier right now, too. They should have everyone but Jamal Yates available, and basically deeper now, better prepared to withstand some of the rigors and maybe attrition that's come about even before the season begins.
Yeah, they've had some injuries, which scares any BYU fan with what's gone on in basketball and football the last couple of years, but reality is the injuries, you know, depends on how severe they are and who they happen to, and I'm not worried about Kyle so much or Chase Fisher. Those, we know those guys, it might actually help them to get a little rest. But I worry about guys like Jordan Chapman who really needs to play. And these early weeks for a guy coming off his mission are critical. So I'm disappointed he can't play as much. And hopefully we'll get to see him tonight. Corbin Kaufusi, even though he's made a lot of strides, Greg, he needs to be on the floor. He needs to play. He can't play enough. And so hopefully the injuries are kind of putting him behind you. Jamal's another guy. He'll still be out, but he needs to be on the floor. He needs to get confidence. So it's about obviously the severity of the injury, but also who it happens to. And hopefully BYU is kind of putting that in the rearview mirror.
We'll hear from Mark Pope coming up next. This is BYU Basketball on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control, only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
So the rim goes up and makes it, scores! Oh, off balance, chucked it up with the right hand!
Let's head back live to courtside.
BYU and Utah Valley coming up top of the hour here at the Marriott Center. Wolverines coached by Mark Pope in his first season at UVU after spending the last four seasons on Dave Rose's bench here at BYU. His team is picked to finish sixth in the WAC after a sixth-place conference finish last season. I spoke with Coach Pope just a short time ago about the kind of surreal nature of tonight's game being played in a building he called home from 2011 until just a few months ago.
Yeah, certainly there's a little slice of this that's odd. I've done a lot of interviews with you over the last 4 years preparing for a game where you were telling me the other team's starting lineup, and now you're telling the other team my starting lineup. So it's but it's great for us to be back here. We're so excited. We're in the very beginning stages of trying to grow a program that I think can be really, really special. And you know, we have to go through some tough steps, and this is one of them. This is going to be a great metric for us and kind of find out where we are and expose every kind of gap in our deal, and that's what's great about playing the best competition in the country.
What about being the head coach at UVU right now has been the most natural to you, and what's been the most or what's required the most adjustment to this point?
I think Coach Rose is so good to his staff. He lets us kind of learn our voice, and so that's probably the most natural part. That transition has been really comfortable and easy. I think the most difficult part is moving over those 18 inches, because those 18 inches is a huge leap, and you feel way more like a CEO than maybe a coach most of the time. And I spent a lot of my time doing non-basketball things, which is why I'm so grateful for my staff, that they're great basketball guys, and I trust them to handle all that. But it's been a great adjustment. We're so excited about the future of this program, and we're working hard.
How nice was it to bring Cody over with you from here?
It was a big deal. You know, BYU fans know Coach Feger, and he is he's as good as they come, and he is you know, I'm not sure I would have felt comfortable taking the job if I didn't know I couldn't bring him. And he's done a terrific job, and we'll work together for a long time, and hopefully we'll get a lot of good things done.
What kind of hand have you been dealt at UVU here in year one?
Well, you know, we get to kind of start from scratch. So, and we, by design, our recruiting has kind of been based on the future rather than trying to make immediate quick fixes. So we have a limited roster that's been limited, hampered more by injury. But we do have five seniors, and I love seniors, and seniors usually play better than they're supposed to, and we need these seniors to play way better than they're supposed to. But it's a fun challenge. The one thing about this deal is I love coaching these guys. I love these young men. They're giving me their heart and soul and every bit of energy and intensity that they have, and that's a special thing about athletics. And so we're going to see what we can do this season, see what we can accomplish, and we're going to do it together.
Hayes Garrity is a preseason all-league guy that's not ready to go for you right now?
No, Hayes tore his knee again, so he's coming off an ACL, and then he got it again, and so he's he'll be out, you know, potentially for the season. So that was a blow to us. We really needed him to carry a huge load. And Zach Nelson was the guy that we really needed to carry a huge load, and he's done for the season. The good thing about those guys is they just worked right into our plans, because you know, they're going to get an extra year on the back end as the program grows. So you know, it all works out the way it's supposed to, and I like the guys that we're going about it with now, and we'll try and figure things out.
Marcel Davis and Jaden Jackson making a go for you right now in the backcourt.
Yeah, I mean, come on, two great young men. You know, this Marcel Davis has been through so much in his life and in his basketball career, he's trying to work his way into a real leadership role with a quiet personality, which is kind of a unique run at it. And Jaden Jackson, I love this kid. He is probably more excited to give this season a run than most players I've ever been around. And he's a really talented player who has eked every single ounce of potential out of his small semi-athletic frame. And so those two guys are helping lead this team, and we're working hard.
Okay, finally, coaching against BYU and Dave Rose in the opener. He says, Mark's going to know everything I'm doing. I'm not going to know anything he's doing.
Well,
Yeah, that may be slightly true, although I'm a pretty smart pupil, and so coach's stuff works. And so I'm not running away from coach's stuff. Coach knows his stuff better than I do. You know, the one slight advantage that coach has is he's won about 1,000 games, and I've won exactly zero. So, you know, I love Coach Rose so much. He has been so terrific to me as a mentor and then as a friend, and he's been really open to me as, you know, I call him probably more than he would like, looking for advice or just some wisdom or just some thoughts or, you know, I'm really lucky to have been able to work for him.
BYU in game one, I mean, does that get any better?
It doesn't get any better. Let's go.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, that is Utah Valley head coach Mark Pope. We've got more of the Cougar Tip-Off Show after this on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Taco Bell would like to remind you that getting a breakfast burrito from a burger place is like getting a surfboard from a frame store, which is like getting a picture frame from a kayaking guy, which is like getting a river tour from a blacksmith, which is like getting a breakfast burrito at a burger place. Instead, you should get the Grande Scrambler at Taco Bell. It's loaded with your choice of bacon, sausage or steak, fluffy eggs, crispy potatoes, pico de gallo, and more. It's like buying a breakfast burrito from a burrito place. And that just makes sense. Taco Bell. Wake up. Live mas. Order now at the new TacoBell.com. At participating locations, serve during breakfast hours.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks head, scores! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
Welcome back to the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
Spin to the bank and scores it. What a move by Kyle Collinsworth.
Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell at courtside.
All right, the BYU-UVU coming up in just a few. BYU starts the 11th season of the Dave Rose era. Coach Rose tonight goes with Collinsworth, Fisher, Toulson, Davis, and Kafusi. Mark, the new guys there are Toulson and KD. What do you expect?
Well, I like Toulson. I think he's a solid player, great shooter, is going to stretch defenses. And Kafusi, I think, is just going to exponentially get better. The longer he's here at BYU, we've just seen him scratching the surface with LeCorbin.
All right, time for a final break. A last word before tip-off is next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.